Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former vice presidential candidate and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin will get her defamation day in court 4 years later.
A U.S. District Court judge announced Tuesday the libel case brought by the former Republican vice presidential candidate will see jury selection start January 24th. Palin has alleged the Times 2017 editorial linking one of her political action committee ads to the 2011 mass shooting that wounded then Representative Gabby Giffords violated the law and its own policies. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
DirecTV and Dish Network are once again in talks to merge after years of on-again, off-again attempts and multiple concerns from federal antitrust officials. The satellite TV giants attempted a merger nearly two decades ago, but the Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department's antitrust division blocked it. However, insiders are optimistic, saying the market strength of both TV providers has waned since it was last discussed. We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
President Biden continues to poll poorly with American voters. His new game plan is to shore up his voting base by claiming elections are racist, calling them Jim Crow 2.0 elections, after demanding the 2020 election was the fairest in American history. Former White House spokesperson Kayleigh McEnany on Fox News gives her insight.
Referring to the municipal elections in 2021, more people voted after than before. Not only that, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the big paper there in Atlanta, said that there were no long lines. That it essentially went flawless. But of course you have the president going down and gaslighting, saying this is Jim Crow 2.0. He's been fact-checked on this. But taking a bird's-eye view as to what happened today in the speech, Rachel, it boils down to this. When you look at issues 1, 2, and 3 in interest of priority to voters in any polling, you see the economy, you see COVID, you see immigration. When you think of Biden's name in juxtaposition to those issues, You think of crisis, 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 inflation, COVID, rampant immigration, border on fire. So what he has done is pivoted to an issue, voting, that has an asterisk by it in the Gallup November poll because it is so statistically insignificant in the issues of interest to voters that it doesn't even register at 1%. So he's pivoted to this issue and called anyone who opposes him racist.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Live.
Well, as we've been saying, if we're going to get back on track, we've got to return to first principles. And first principles starts with the truth and a proper assessment of what's going on. I mean, we've had, expert economists on the show talking about what was on the horizon in regard to inflation, that consumer prices would be up in December. I think just about every economist could see it was so obvious, except for the economist Ocasio-Cortez. Of course, you know, for somebody who has a degree in economy, as an economist and studied that in college, you wonder what classes she went to. But that's a whole other thing. The president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning, joins us now. Rick, good morning. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bill. How are you?
Well, hey, I'm doing fine. I'll tell you, the obvious is hitting us right in the eyes. The report came in and said consumer prices up 0.5% in December. We're looking at an inflation rate of 7%, which basically is, based on Democratic policies, turns into a Democratic tax in a form, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. Inflation is nothing more than a tax. It's a, eventually when you spend enough money, it has an impact. And right now we have too many dollars chasing too few goods and services. And when you have that, prices go up and then people want more money in their salaries. And so that causes costs to go up and then prices go up. And we're in that, unfortunately, we're beginning to enter that wage price spiral in terms of inflation that is extremely difficult to get out of.
Yeah, and Rick, when you look at this, I mean, this is symbolic of just poor management on the part of the Democrats and Joe Biden. I mean, this isn't, like one of those deals, all of a sudden we had to go to war, there were some existential threats that came about. I mean, this was all by design. I mean, this is what progressive policies and what Joe Biden has thrown upon we the people. So this is no accident here, and the buck, as he says, stops with him. This is all on his management and his leadership.
Yeah, unfortunately, Joe Biden's policies were the exact wrong policies at the exact wrong time. I'm never in favor of expanding government spending. Americans for Limited Government, because I see that as being a attack on freedom in general. But the last thing you want to do is increase government spending at a time when you have supply limitations, because what you're doing is you're pumping money into a system that already has too much money in it. And while it may seem like a great thing to have a check arriving, a stimmy check or whatever we want to call them, bottom line on it is when you go off and you spend that check and everybody else is trying to spend that check and there aren't, and we have supply chain problems on the back end, you know, you're going to end up with inflation. It is almost impossible to not end up with inflation.
And yeah, how do you ignore that?
That is beyond belief.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the deal is, you know, I got to tell you, I don't mind government spending as long as there's some return, you know, that we're getting something out of it. But the kind of spending that has been taking place here, especially in this last year, is all about paying off Democratic debts and voter debts and favors. I mean, it's all cronyism to its height. Again, it's the same thing that happened under the Obama regime. You know, you're paying off all these political favors. And, you know, look at whatever stimulus you want to look at. I mean, out of all the money that we spent, now $3 trillion, roughly, plus or minus, what are we doing, you know, for the actual need for infrastructure? What are we doing? I mean, and now here it is. We dedicate all this money because of COVID to schools, and we find out that Jen Psaki says, well, we don't really worry about how they spend the money. And so what are they spending the money on? Not to keep the schools open, not to address COVID, but to address these warm and fuzzy, diversity programs and things like that. Going, wait a minute, this is the people's money. This is a lack of fiscal responsibility. Go ahead.
Yeah, the school spending, there's actually in the law that I actually spent time and read it, that authorized increased school spending, certainly under the infrastructure bill, lays out what they're supposed to be doing, and that is, and it's part of the Green New Deal, but it's at least a useful purpose. They're supposed to be getting schools and making it so they are, so they're better built, so they have more, shall we say, insulation, that they're getting good, windows that are energy efficient, that they're getting, solar power where it works and where it could be successful. And so they're essentially trying to, it was a retrofit on the school system. But then they put in, you know, one little wiggle room line, which was all they really wanted. And that was, and anything else you want to do. And it was essentially. And so while they talked about all the needs in terms of the aging school system and the buildings getting, you know, aging out and needing to be retrofitted and upgraded, the reality is that's exactly what they spend the money on. They're spending money on things like CRT training for teachers and that's bottom line, it was a big lie what they told everybody. They always were going to spend the money on their "quote unquote far left," their far left agenda. They just were not going to. They just didn't want to tell anybody that because no Republican would have been able to vote for it.
Right, and then the thing is then you have these schools down the road, a couple of years down the road, they're going to go and try and raise bond money on a local level, saying, "Hey, look, we need to put new windows on the building." And the local people are going, "Wait a minute, what happened to the millions of dollars that you got under COVID?"
Right. Well, the sad part about this is that they've got this money twice now. They got the money in the infrastructure bill. They also got it under COVID, ostensibly to do the same thing. And it was and what we know is that they're not spending the money for that. What's more, it's one of the problems with any of these federal government programs is it takes a while to get the money out. There's a process, and government bureaucracy will always win out. And so there's always these processes for getting the money out. And as a result, we have not seen the full results of the spending decisions of 2021. We're going to start feeling those in mid-2022. The problem was when they made those decisions in 2021, they should have been making the exact opposite decision and go into a more of a belt tightening mode. And that way you could wring the money out that, kind of the money that was flowed in due to the COVID crisis in 2020, you could wring some of that money out of the system. But what they did is they threw gasoline on the fire, and now we have raging inflation.
Well, can't people see that the Democrats do not have the capacity to belt tighten? I mean, when have you ever seen them belt tighten, Rick?
I think Jerry Nadler had a surgery that caused him to do that, but everybody else isn't too good at it.
Everybody, yeah, it's on that side, really. I mean, and it's you can say it is a disease within the bureaucracy, no doubt, that's their job, to spend money, and don't ask them to be accountable. We've got more from Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, it's your money, your country, ladies and gentlemen.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As we begin the new year, we at the Tide Ministry are so blessed to be able to celebrate over 7 decades of global media outreach with tens of thousands of people hearing the gospel through our radio broadcasts. But we can't just stop there. Our new Diamond Vision outlines the ways we're planning to continue our mission into the future. The first pillar, Amplify, defines how we will increase ministry initiatives so that more people can experience God's grace. This includes bolstering existing outreaches, creating content in more languages, developing partnerships in additional countries, and utilizing diverse media technologies. We do all of this in hopes that eventually the whole world will hear the good news and seek God's grace. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision to Amplify ministry so that more people may hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Well, Americans waking up this morning to the shock of inflation as they hear the news. But, you know, it's like really not all that unexpected for people who have been shopping, who have been out there in the marketplace, Rick Manning. You know, the thing is, that it's got to be really tough is that they have to reconcile in their minds that Joe Biden has been telling them just the opposite. So it's like, you know, well, look at his approval ratings. I mean, they're in the tank because the people realize that he's untrustworthy. He's incompetent. The very things that he said he was going to handle, he has mishandled right on down the line, whether we're talking about COVID, immigration, the economy. I mean, it is an absolute mess. And this is what happens when you don't pay attention and you don't have free and fair elections.
Yeah, it is exactly what happens. You end up with a majority that a very slender majority that is busy spending the people's money on trying to get reelected, busy spending the time in the Senate trying to pass legislation that will and change the rules to ensure that they get reelected. And because nothing, it's all about getting reelected.
Yes.
And in that, and it's both sides of the aisle, it's true. The Democrats are just more blatant in terms of just funneling money out to their friends through grants and other things, which gets funneled back into their campaigns. And so it's right. A wash, rinse, repeat cycle that you exactly. See with government spending, goes through K Street, goes through the real class of people that's bad is the NGO class. I mean, that's incredible. And right. Non-government organization class.
Right.
The amount of money that flows through those groups and then in grants and other things is just, it's amazing. It's an amazing cycle.
And it passes in through this unaccounted bureaucracy. You know, they're non-elected. There's no accounting for them. They just do whatever they want to do. And the thing that's such a scam about all this, Rick, and I've been yelling this for years, that the Democrats are buying votes. When you talk about being so blatant about it, I mean, basically what it comes down to is they're buying their votes. They're paying off political favors. Same thing like with Barack Obama that Peter Schweitzer had reported on, you know, several years ago that, when he got elected the first time around, when we had that big stimulus going in, Democrats ain't about to let any good crisis go to waste, man. We're going to pay back our friends. And for all the bundlers of his campaign, I think 85% of them, Ricky, to love this ROI, return on investment. For every dollar they raised for Barack Obama, they got $25,000 back. So who wouldn't wait for that gravy train to come around again, right?
Pretty good deal.
Well, yeah, the people, and the thing is, it's not Barack Obama's money. It's not the Democrat. It's the people's money. They get in the Treasury, and this is exactly what they're doing again with Nancy Pelosi controlling the purse strings. Here it is. We're going to pay off favors. We get these big stimulus deals, and here it is. Like, oh, we need infrastructure. Yeah, we need infrastructure. All under the guise of infrastructure, and maybe about 15, 18% of that infrastructure money actually went to infrastructure. The rest of it went to pay off political debts.
Yeah, that's the way, you know, I hate to say it, and I don't want to sound blasé, but that's not all that surprising. It shouldn't be surprising to anybody who pays attention. I will tell you one to watch for, though, moving forward. Watch for the Democrats to begin, you know, really hammering hard and clamoring for the student debt to be forgiven.
Yes.
And this has been a long time coming, but during Obamacare, most people don't realize the student debt system was taken over by the federal government. Congress sets the interest rates on, believe it or not, sets the interest rates on student debt. And it is administered out of the Department of Education. And as a result, that is debt to the, it's essentially, you think you're borrowing from a bank, it's really debt from the United States. And as a result, there will be a push to, a very strong push to relieve the debt, to end the debt. And I predict that politically they'll make a decision that it is in their interest to do so. They probably won't do it in 2022, but they'll do it in 2023 or 2024 to bolster the chances of reelection for Joe Biden or whoever the Democrat nominee is. And the reason is they'll do it in 2024 because it won't be able to be overturned but they'll be threatened that it's overturned in 2025 if they elect a Republican president. So
right.
That's how they'll play the game. Just watch how they keep that in mind and watch it, because that's how they play the game. And it is, it's all about a bait and switch.
Well, what about the midterms and this projected red wave that's supposedly going to come? How will that impact that?
The Republicans will not have enough votes to override a veto, and so they will stomp their feet and jump around and say, oh, this is bad. And maybe we'll hopefully get some budget cuts out of it. And in 2011, 2012, we got significant, spending frozen. And that's why we had 3 years where spending was basically frozen. And we caught up, and we ended up having a relatively low budget deficit. And then they made a deal, because defense hawks wanted more money to defense. They made a deal with the Democrats, and Katie barred the door, and we're now, $1 trillion, $1.5 trillion, every single year in terms of debt.
Exactly.
So the hope is that there'll be a fight, an interparty fight, and we'll end up getting some cuts as a result.
In the midst of all this insanity, we have the J6 Select Committee that after the J6, commemoration, whatever you want to call it, the one that no Republicans showed up to support, which is a sad commentary in and of itself. And it was clear that what the Democrats are doing with this J6 committee is to pivot and make it all about voting.
Yeah, that's it's pretty amazing that they're going to take a protest that was over an election that was contested related to its being fraudulent, and they're using that as something to try to make all elections fraudulent and eliminate all ability to actually have honest and fair elections. But the ability of the Democrats to take to basically say that that lead is gold and just pretend it is, and is pretty amazing. They're truth alchemists, and they don't really let what's true get in the way of a good story. And that's the story they're telling.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and here it is. We had hearings on the Hill yesterday, and trying to hold the FBI accountable, and some tough questions there of the assistant director. And, of course, she had no answers, including the question about Ray Epps, who's missing in action. I mean, here's the guy. You've got an all-over video. And even to the point where the people that were there around him, as he was trying to push them into doing something obviously illegal, thank God there were some people there with common sense, and they started yelling, if you remember seeing that video, Fed, Fed, Fed. I mean, so there were people in that group of 2 million people that understood that this was a fix, and they stayed out of the building. But others, not so, and here they are. They're paying a huge price. Some still in solitary confinement. Some, their lives have been destroyed. They've lost jobs, businesses, and on for merely going into the Capitol building. In many cases, invited by the Capitol Police, said, "Come on in."
Yeah, it's absurd. And the I would encourage people to go to getliberty.org, read, or dailytorch.com is where it'll be. Dailytorch.com, where I've got a story about this. It's got the video of Ted Cruz talking to the FBI representative and Tom Cotton going after the Department of Justice person. And bottom line is, the Department of Justice person wasn't aware of anything. Apparently, the person who's in charge of everything on this in Department of Justice was not aware of anything that happened. Wasn't aware if the FBI was in the crowd, wasn't aware if the FBI instigated anything, wasn't aware if the FBI was in the Capitol engaging in violence. Wasn't aware, just wasn't aware. Wasn't aware of Ray Epps. It was so absurd that Tom Cotton asked the guy, "Did you prepare for this hearing? Did you just find out about it 5 minutes ago?" The hearing says this is about January 6th and getting the bottom of it. You don't know anything. You're unaware of anything. And it was pretty absurd. So we go to dailytorch.com, check the article out. I wrote, it's got the video of Tom Cotton. It's got the video of Ted Cruz going after the FBI director or FBI representative. And when you hear the representatives, you have to understand, those are the people who the Biden administration chose to represent their case. They were the ones who were chosen to do that. So if they were unaware of anything going on, that was a direct cover-up by the Biden administration of what actually was going on.
Got to leave it there. Rick Manning, president of Americans for Liberty.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chicago Democrat Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced Tuesday that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She says she is feeling fine and is experiencing cold-like symptoms. Also in the region, in-person classes for Chicagoland students will resume today. President Biden, in a planned Atlanta, Georgia speech Tuesday, called on the United States Senate to remove the filibuster and allow a simple majority to pass voting legislation, taking away the state's rights to handle their own elections. Biden's bill would make sure all elections from now on are run by the folks in Washington, D.C.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The cyclical argument that takes place on the Beltway, especially when it comes to the Senate, is all about the filibuster, right? Oh, the filibuster. Oh, you said the F word. There's just no way. I mean, the minority party's always arguing that you never break that up. Although, and the Democrats, you'd think they would learn, because it was Harry Reid and the Democrats that decided to suspend the filibuster. And, you know, with warning, they were told, well, look at it, it's going to come back and bite you. And then, of course, we know what happened during the Trump administration with the filibuster gone. It was Leader McConnell at the time said, okay, we're going to follow your lead. No filibuster. And we're going to go ahead and get all these federal judges put into position. Right, Bill Pasco?
Absolutely right. The Democrats are now ruining what they did in 2013. They're considering another change. You know, we had President Biden go to Atlanta yesterday to give a speech. He talked about suppressing votes. What that speech was doing was suppressing the truth, frankly.
Exactly.
The changes that they made to Georgia voting laws last year were a direct response to what happened in Georgia voting laws in 2020 when Georgia voting law was overridden and ignored by the Georgia Secretary of State, who cut a deal with the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, and the State Democratic Party that Republicans were not a party to, that the legislature was not a party to, the governor was not a party to. The deal that he cut in the spring of 2020 supposedly because of the pandemic, vastly increased the ability of people to use mail-in ballots, to use ballot absentee ballot drop boxes, to do all kinds of things that were not contemplated in the Georgia law. And exactly. So the Georgia legislature, after the fact, looked at that and said, you know what? You did that. We understand you did that because of the emergency, because of the pandemic, because nobody wanted to be stuck in long voting lines.
And also, Bill, call it for what it is, because he's a coward. He was a coward. The Democrats came in with their attorneys and they put pressure on him. And instead of, getting people involved, how about the governor? At least get the governor involved. Nope, they backed him in a corner, and he chose to do it all by himself, and he made a cowardly decision at the expense of the people. And, of course, then part two, chapter two here last week, is that, video evidence of ballot stuffing between 2 and 4 in the morning on these ballot boxes that were thrown throughout the state. And then he's got to back off and go, right? And now he's got to back off and go, oh, wow, this is serious. Well, it was amazing. He even said, well, if I get more evidence, I need to look at this. You've got evidence right there. How much more do you need?
Well, so here's the thing. So the legislature goes in after the fact and says, okay, we understand why you did that last year, but that was a one-time thing. And we're going to reaffirm in Georgia law, here's the rules. Here's the way we're going to do it. And this is what the Constitution calls for. The Constitution specifically calls for state legislatures, not state executive officers, not governors, not states, not secretaries of state. But the Constitution calls for these state legislatures to create the rules and regulations that each state will use to administer elections. So they came back in and they said, all right, we're going to make clear what the law is. Guess what? The law in Georgia allows for a longer early voting period than, say, New York or, my goodness, Delaware.
Delaware.
State of the President of the United States. And yet the president went to Georgia yesterday and said, you better be on the side of the angels. You better be with me on this. We're going to break the filibuster, because if you're not with me, then you're standing with George Wallace and Bull Connor and Jefferson Davis. What a lie. You want to talk about a big lie about the election?
Right.
What, my goodness. To suggest that standing up for the filibuster puts you on a moral par with Bull Connor? What an ugly thing to say. That's just an ugly thing to say.
Yeah, but it's typical of his hyperbole. Remember, he said earlier during the campaign, hey, if you're, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. This is this man's logic. And meanwhile, he's trying to, supposedly tells her another big lie that he's unifying the country. And of course, we heard we heard all the babble that he put out on January 6th. And I don't know how you unite the country when you basically indict the leader of 70 million people that voted for the president, which I got to tell you, just saying, Bill, I've got more confidence in that 70 million people that voted for Donald Trump versus the alleged 80 million that voted for Joe Biden.
Well, I'm with you, Bill. Here's what's going to happen this week. The Senate Democrats are determined to break the Senate. They cannot exist under the current rules of the Senate, even though, keep in mind, just a few short years ago, in April of 2017, so we're about three or four months into the then brand new Trump administration. It's not even a year old, not even 6 months old. April of 2017, Democrats were so worried that Mitch McConnell was going to break the filibuster, that he was going to abandon the filibuster so they could jam through a Republican agenda. And remember, President Trump put pressure on Mitch McConnell to break the filibuster.
Right.
And McConnell said, no, the Senate is too important. We have a temporary majority, but the Senate is a permanent institution, and it is not supposed to be the House. It is not supposed to be a simple majoritarian body where the majority rules. It takes a supermajority. That's the way the Senate works, because it forces compromise. And McConnell said no. And what happened was 61 senators, including 32 Democrats at the time, wrote a letter to McConnell and Schumer as the majority leader and the minority leader, urging them to keep the filibuster in place. 32 right. Democrats signed that letter. 27 of them are still in the Senate today. And yet, those 27 senators almost 5 years ago who urged the Senate leadership to keep the filibuster are this week getting ready to vote to reject the filibuster because they're under pressure from the hard, radical left wing of the Democratic Party who says, who needs a majority? Who needs a supermajority? You know, Kamala Harris yesterday said nowhere in the Constitution does it give two people the power to block the majority. I'm thinking two people. Oh, she's talking about Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, the Democrat senators from West Virginia and Arizona. She's totally ignoring it's not two people. It's 52 people. There are 48 exactly. Democrats. There are 48 Democrats in the Senate that want to pass this voting rights legislation. They're calling it voting rights. It's not voting rights. It's not a takeover. It's a power grab. But there's 48 who want to do it. There's 52 who oppose. You know what else is nowhere in the Constitution? Nowhere else in the Constitution does it say 48 senators get to override the objections of 52 senators.
Right.
This craziness that they're talking about.
And Bill, if the truth be known, there you probably have, you know, some senators, Democratic senators, hanging in the closet right now, but for re-election, and some other political, capital that they're hiding behind Sinema and Manchin, and their knees are knocking, hoping that they don't get the question called on them. So they're happy that it's moving this way.
You're absolutely right. You got John Tester in Montana. You got Mark Kelly, who's been a senator for all of 14 months. Mark Kelly in Arizona, who has to stand for re-election in November in a very purple state, Arizona. He's worried as heck about how he's going to vote on this. And he's actually been talking to reporters about it. He says, I've never been in an organization that had a hard time working. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do. But Chuck Schumer is absolutely adamant. Now, here's the terrible thing for Chuck Schumer. You know, if you're a leader, whether you're Mitch McConnell or Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or Kevin McCarthy, you never want to bring a bill to the floor that you don't already know you have the votes to pass.
Exactly.
Kind of like that. You know, the old line about a lawyer is you never ask a question of a witness that you don't already know the answer to.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. You got to make sure the glove fits before you bring it up, right?
That's it. If you're a legislative leader. You never want to put a bill on the floor that you don't already know you have the votes to pass. But he's got to do that because he's under such pressure. And the hard left wing is saying, we want to vote. We want to put these people on the record. We think the very act of forcing them to vote will put enough pressure on them that they're going to cave, they're going to bend our way. That's not going to happen. So what you're going to end up doing is Mark Kelly, who's in a very tough re-election fight in Arizona, Catherine Cortez Masto, who is in a very tough re-election fight in Nevada, Raphael Warnock is going to be in a very tough re-election fight in Georgia.
Got to leave it there, Bill Pascoe. You got it.
Deep breath.
My virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.15 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-87. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy and labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is all part of first principles, ladies and gentlemen. This country, we're losing grip of this country. And it's consequential. It absolutely is consequential. You know, the leadership of our country and, dare I say, even the followers of the country have turned their back on God. And here we are dealing with COVID, dealing with inflation, all this madness that's going on right now that is a direct consequence of us saying, we don't need God. We don't need God in our government. We don't need God in our lives. And here it is. Well, how do you like it now? This is of our creation. The good news is because we are made in His image, you know, that we create, we can uncreate and reset. And I mean reset in a way not Klaus Schwab is talking about and some of these lever pullers around the world that think they have a better idea unto themselves and are all moving to a one world government. Well, the fact of the matter is we are moving to a one world government, but there will be a one world government that is the best one world government down the pike. But like everything, you've got to have the fake before you have the genuine. And we're dealing with the counterfeit right now in all its manifestations. But you have to be wise. You got to be discerning. And this is why the left wants you to abandon the reality of your senses and the truth, because that gives them a lot of room to maneuver in, and that's what they've been doing. And here we are dealing with the Democrats who are urging Biden to grant deportation relief. This, again, just one of those manifestations, all right? A deportation relief to at least 2 million immigrants. Now, they're calling for executive action.
to grant temporary protected status to a specific group of illegal immigrants. Now, where have we heard that argument before? You know, it was during the Obama regime, right? And he told them, he said, well, I can't do that. You know, that's not the way it works. Well, then he ended up, you know, coming up with some, rendition of it. Well, guess what? It is back. The Numbers USA Deputy Director Chris Chmielinski is with us, and he'll break it all down. Hey, Chris, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks again for having me.
Okay, so break this down. I mean, they know the Democrats do not have the votes. They can't codify this. So, they're urging Biden, go look in the upper right-hand drawer. I think Obama left his phone and his pen there, and you can start taking some executive action, right?
Exactly. Yep, and you know, this is just going to increase the pressure, and part of what this is doing, too, is it's putting pressure on the senators like Manchin and Sinema during this massive push this week to eliminate the filibuster. We're going to try to urge Biden to take executive action on some of these things. But essentially, you know, TPS, temporary protected status, it's been around forever and ever. Not ever and ever, but it's been around for the last couple of decades. It's a tool that Trump used, and essentially the purpose of TPS is when there are folks here in the United States who are here legally on a visa, and a natural disaster or a civil war breaks out in their home country while they're here on a visa, it allows them to stay if conditions are too dangerous for them to return. But it's been abused over the last, you know, it's been abused ever since its inception. And what they're urging Biden to do is to apply TPS to illegal aliens from the Northern Triangle of Central America. And why that's significant is because where are all the illegal border crossers coming from? They're coming from the Northern Triangle countries, El Salvador, right, Honduras, and Guatemala. So all those folks who have crossed the border illegally over the last year, these 30 senators plus Bob Menendez, the 31 senators, are urging President Biden to just grant them TPS relief, give them amnesty, because we can't do it.
Now, people are confused here, Chris, on the face of why is this in the interest of the country as Bob Menendez understands it? What's the payoff for America in doing this?
Yeah, there's no, you know, they're going to play on the compassion heartstrings. That's what they've been using. They're going to probably talk up the fact that, oh, we have a worker shortage right now as a result of COVID. And, you know, you go into every single grocery store and why are the shelves empty? Well, it's because we don't have enough workers. And they're going to use every single excuse in the book, and they're going to use their big business partners like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to help them convey that message. But that's not the truth here. The bottom line is they want open borders, and they want more Democratic voters. And the way that we've talked about this before, the way that they can accomplish that is to import as many potential Democratic voters as they possibly can and allow them to stay indefinitely, because they know eventually they'll get a path to citizenship and they'll get the right to vote through that. So that's ultimately their goal here. Again, Congress, they know they're starting to acknowledge that Congress will not be able to pass an amnesty during this two-year window that Democrats control everything. So they're going to start to put the pressure on Biden and say, okay, guess what? You can do this through executive action. Just say that it's too dangerous for folks from Guatemala to return to their home country and grant them TPS, which just a quick overview, that allows them to stay illegally. They can't be deported and they get a work permit. So they get all of the benefits of living in the United States minus the citizenship aspect of it.
Well, and sure, with the Democrats, what they'll do along with that is give them a compensatory package, you know, free education, free health care. I mean, we still haven't heard any more from this, incredible story that they're going to pay parents who were separated, you know, from their kids during the Trump years, $450,000? What's
right,
the status
right.
of that of that idiotic proposal?
I mean, the good news is it sounds like they've tabled that for now. I think they realized that it was vastly unpopular, wildly popular amongst Democrats, but amongst the electorate, not very popular, especially in a time when
when businesses and families are struggling financially in the midst of an economy that's just kind of putting along right now. So, you know, they've put that aside, but right. Once you let these folks in and you allow them to stay illegally, it opens the door for, as you mentioned, free healthcare, especially in the states that already offer it, like California and Illinois.
Exactly.
They're going to have access to free public education and, of course, the access to everything else that taxpayers get for infrastructure, roads, highways, bridges, emergency services, the whole gambit. They won't get access to social welfare programs, but they'll still get access to most things. One thing that I also want to point out about this is another thing that Biden could do if he were to follow through on this request from this group of senators and actually grant TPS to these three nations, citizens from these three nations, through executive order, is he could delay the date of presence here in the United States. So essentially say, as long as you're here by, let's say, August 31st of 2022. And what's that going to do? That's just going to be an open invitation for every single person from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador to get to the United States as quickly as possible through any means necessary.
Well, you know, like you said, all you have to do is look at California and you see what it is that the Democrats want to do. And I know it's hard for people to get their brain around. It's like, oh, you're letting all these people in so that you have future Democratic voters. I mean, this is, you know, Nancy Pelosi, who was yelling all about quid pro quo. I mean, she is the queen of quid pro quo. And the Democrats, this is all, hey, look, we're going to let you in. But, you know, you're beholden to us. You know, I mean, it's kind of amazing because in a sense, what's happening with these people is that first, they come into the country, you know, by way of coyotes, right? They paid them, you know, $12,000-$14,000 roughly, you know, to get in the country. And then the coyotes hand them off to the coyotes of America, of the American government.
Right. And coyotes, by the way, who work for these, you know, multinational, transnational criminal drug organizations. I mean, basically organized crime.
Exactly. So here it is. I mean, and what are they going to do? I mean, because they all have their own little regions that they operate in. You know, birds of a feather flock together. And this is why, you know, Hispanics in record number have been going to the Republicans, because their communities have been blighted because of these policies and these actions. Because where are these Hispanics going to go? They're not going to go to Westchester County. They're not going to go out to Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco and go live in her zip code. Heck no. I mean, they're going to go into these Spanish communities, and they're tormenting these local communities, you know, and abducting their girls and, you know, bringing them into sex trafficking, conscripting their young sons into drug and mule carrying and that. It's just disgusting what's going on. But, you know, the Democrats and Robert Menendez can't even pause for a moment to consider the consequences on this, Chris.
No, and for all the things that you mentioned, it's one of the big reasons why you're starting to see a shift of Hispanic Americans voting for Republicans instead of Democrats, because they see Republicans as defending their communities by increasing border security and strengthening border security and opposing these border searches rather than encouraging searches. But one other thing is that it begs the question, you know, about 9 months ago or so, President Biden put VP Harris as the border czar, and her primary responsibility was to improve conditions in Central America. Well, how's that working out for him?
Yeah, how's she doing? How's she doing for him or for us, for that matter,
the
right?
The plurality of senators are now saying it's too dangerous for people to go back there. Good job, Vice President Harris.
Talk about a misservice of the American people. But, hey, look, at this is what happens when you're not paying attention to who's counting the votes, ladies and gentlemen. And hopefully the midterms will be a different story. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, buddy. Godspeed, my friend.
Thanks, as always. You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated?